Turkish Journalist in Exile, Erdogan World's Biggest Hypocrite for Defending Khashoggi. By Francis Martel on December 14, 2018. Kind Under, the former editor-in-chief of Turkey's last remaining opposition newspaper Cumhuriyet, condemned Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for claiming to defend the free press in the aftermath of the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Dender, also writing in the Washington Post from exile in Germany, notes, "The difference between me and Jamal Khashoggi is that his assailants were better prepared and didn't miss their target in a piece whose title calls Erdogan the world's biggest hypocrite for defending Khashoggi." Khashoggi, a longtime Islamist sympathizer and critic of reforms in Saudi Arabia under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, disappeared in October after entering the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. Riyadh ultimately admitted that Saudi officials killed him, but have refused to blame any individual for the plan or hand over Khashoggi's body. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has played up the despicable killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to his own considerable advantage, Dender writes, noting that Erdogan has regularly pressured the Saudi government to disclose the details of Khashoggi's death. From his relentless pursuit of Khashoggi's murderers, you'd almost think he has genuine concern for freedom of the press. Don't believe a word of it. The Turkish journalist retells the story of how he ended up in Germany, separated from his wife for 2.5 years because Erdogan's government will not let her leave Turkey but put out an arrest warrant for Dender to be apprehended the second he returns to his home country. In Germany, Dender has launched another publication, titled Özgürüz, to report freely on Turkish news. Dender's newspaper Cumhuriyet skews secularist and has for years criticized Erdogan's government as increasingly dictatorial, Islamist, and paranoid, arresting tens of thousands for alleged ties to everyone from archrival Fethullah Gülen, an Islamic cleric exiled in Pennsylvania, to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, a U.S.-designated Marxist terrorist organization. Dender writes that he met Erdogan on 2 occasions personally before his arrest and that, on one occasion, I protested on his behalf when, in 1997, he was sentenced to prison for reading a poem with religious motifs, out of my belief in freedom of expression. Dender notes that Erdogan had been an active Islamist since his university days, placing him on opposite sides of the ideological spectrum. Any sympathy Dender had earned from that protest had rapidly dissipated by 2015. I had produced a documentary about how this man who spent his youth in poverty had gotten rich in power. Additionally, I had published footage showing the Turkish intelligence service illegally delivering weapons to Islamist groups in Syria, he wrote in the Post. Erdogan was unable to refute the revelation, but the next day he appeared on TV, declaring, "The person who reported this is going to pay a heavy price. I paid by standing trial, facing 2 life sentences. Serving 3 months in jail and enduring an attack by a gunman on the day of the court's decision," Dender writes. In May 2016, after stepping outside of a courthouse following a recess in proceedings over the Cumhuriyet Syria report, a man identified as Murat Şahin ran towards Dender shouting "traitor" and shooting at him. He missed and the government dropped charges against him for attempted murder. As Dender notes in his Washington Post piece, "My would-be assassin was released without punishment, while my wife, who jumped on the assailant to protect me, has been banned from leaving the country, so that we've been separated from each other for the past 2.5 years. Dender still faces prison time if he returns to Turkey. In October, shortly after Khashoggi's disappearance, an Istanbul court issued yet another warrant, this one an international red notice, for Dender on espionage charges for publishing the 2015 Syria report. The Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, published its annual Global Freedom of the Press report on Thursday, declaring Turkey the most prolific jailer of journalists in the world for the 3rd year in a row. Of the 251 journalists known to be in prison currently, 68 are in Turkey, and all facing charges for speaking out against the government. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.